Attention.
Good morning news. More interest will have to be shown in the news, in the library, and as it is transmitted, or we will have a test today, even sooner than we anticipated. Chinese forces still align themselves strongly on the border of Vietnam. Their insistence now is that there indeed is really 100,000 ethnic Chinese in Vietnam seeking liberation. Vietnam stoutly denies this charge. After the denial came a penetration effort from a Chinese troop into Vietnam. Vietnam is now denouncing China's efforts to bring ships into her harbors to take out these would-be Chinese ethnics who desire liberation. Actually, some have been proven enemies of the socialist revolution. All of them have been involved in corrupt capitalist and business practices. At this point, BBC is not exactly sure what China is attempting to achieve, but one correspondent of Radio Norway called it a provocative action trying to induce the Vietnamese to engage in war. China has brought a small force of advisors into troubled Zaire. Of course, as you know, U.S. imperialism has manipulated Morocco to send troops. Morocco, in spite of its own difficulties due to the drop of its only export item, the world market price of phosphate from $68 to $11, and the fact that Morocco has 30,000 troops forced to fight in West Sahara is demanding its liberation and pressing on towards a socialist liberation. The Mauritania puppet army of U.S. capitalism has collapsed. Morocco has had to single-handedly sustain U.S. expansionist and imperialist efforts in the troubled West Sahara, where the U.S. neglect and U.S. manipulation of cloud seeding by the CIA, 25 million people have died of starvation. The CIA has been charged by Dr. Tommy Reed of again trying to incite difficulties with Cuba, Guyana, and in Africa. He did not elaborate clearly in the strongest public speech he has made denouncing USA, CIA intervention since the troubled people of Guyana grieved and mourned 9 barefoot doctors that were murdered by the CIA in a Cubana airliner that also took some 60 other members of Cuba, world famous soccer team, and also a delegation technicians from the People's Democratic Republic of North Korea. Congress today will receive information, according to President Carter, from Admiral Turner, renegade of U.S. imperialism, who now is the director of the CIA. He will give, and has already done so in private session, according to Washington's lies, direct incontrovertible proof of CIA involvement, of Cuban direct involvement in Zaire. It's obvious that Washington is trying to whip up a hate campaign. Where it will lead, no one knows, against the people's only free territory, in the Caribbean, the communist island of Cuba. They have bravely withstood pressures in the past. They stoutly deny CIA's lies and say USA is building up to its aggressive policies under the worst years of Nixon and the worst years of Kennedy, the worst years of Eisenhower. Shah of Iran is in great difficulty. He is ordered arrested, his own head of security police, as thousands of students have been shot, and equally thousands of his own forces have been shot down in what is also almost tantamount to civil war inside Iran. Please try to listen. I'm up every night, all day, troubled with strategies, trying to save our people. Goodness knows, I hope you are concerned to work hard, to protect, to save, to not waste food or any other item, because waste these days and lack of work actually is killing someone's chances. You might say murdering some young person that could get. Otherwise known as the Treaty of Tlatelolco, after the place where it was originally concluded. Thus the Soviet Union assumed the obligation not to facilitate the access of Latin and South American states to nuclear weapons and not to use such weapons against any of the parties to the treaty. And that includes all the nations of Latin America and South America. They wanted a zone that would be free of nuclear war in case it did come, where civilization could rebuild. Interestingly enough, we are in that one and only zone that USA and Soviet Union have cooperated that there will be no nuclear weapons placed. It's called the Nuclear Free Zone for Latin and South America. I guess that's approximately the general ending of the news. Joshua in the coma to CIA charges today before the Congress, said the Rhodesian or Zimbabwean black nationalist leader, dismissed Western fears about Soviet and Cuban involvement in Africa as fears about shadows and imperialist propaganda. Joshua in the coma, who's a nationalist and not a Marxist, said, "We are fighting our own war." He told a press conference, "We have heard the talk about Cubans and Soviets in Africa, but I have not met one," he said, "in Zambia, and certainly there are none in Zaire or Angola," troubling that Zairean picture. He said, "Cannot you see that the people of Zaire are tired of Western colonial influence and want their own independence guaranteed and freedom from the dictatorship of Mobutu, who has been known as a tyrant?" Mr. Nakoma arrived in London on Wednesday from East Germany, communist East Germany, a modern state, and said he plans to return to Africa this coming Sunday. Repeatedly, he returned to Western fears about Soviet and other outside intervention in Africa. "All this worry about Soviets and Cubans is an insult to Africans by USA," he said. "It makes us look as if we are morons who need to be rescued from the Western world. The West is not prepared to work with the real forces in the country," he went on. "You want to safeguard Africa for the Africans who gave you that right. Please leave us alone," he said, referring to U.S. imperialism and their Western lackeys. "We will look after ourselves, and we deeply resent USA's intrusion into our affairs." Joshua in the coma is one of the Patriotic Front, as you know. He is in alliance with Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninist, and they represent over 80% of the people of Zimbabwe, who are held in bondage by the funding of big corporations and the influence of the CIA and manipulations of U.S. monopoly capitalism. Well, this ends the commentary of the morning news. Let us have a good work spirit of good work, please. The only place where children can grow up to be strong, a nuclear-free zone, a black nation, where we don't have to face racist cops beating on our children. Half of them would have been in jail. No drugs, no crimes to maul, molest, rape, harm, mug, beat senior citizens. No racist stares, no condescending honky police. No threat of genocide, concentration camps. It's building up so rapidly. As race rebellions break out in cities across the nation, more and more blacks are being framed. Lieutenant Governor Dimerly yesterday called a special press announcement to state that there was an actual genocide against political and civilian black leadership, as over 50%, as carried by Sepia, over 50% of all black leaders, politicians, government-appointed officials are now under criminal investigation, and many of them under indictment and on their way to jail, like Congressman Diggs, founder of the Black Caucus, and chairman of the Congressional Subcommittee on African Affairs. He faces 175 years. These are rich black people, moderates, who've never championed socialism, but they're just black. And black is not allowed to succeed. As Lieutenant Governor Dimerly said, once a black person tries to emerge out of the anger and frustration, poverty and pain of the ghetto, he is doomed to be attacked on every score by the white ruling establishment through its media control of the news, through government bureaucracy. He said the pattern is just exactly like what happened to us. First, the media sets you up for attack. The newspapers attack you. Then the governmental agencies come in for the kill. Lieutenant Governor Dimerly in the Sepia Black Magazine had a very gloomy outlook for black Americans in USA. Let us work, because if we do not work, if we do not produce, if we do not save, if we do not think of ways of making money which are to be turned in regularly to Comrade K. Nelson, Comrade Sneed, Comrade Lucientis, if we don't do these things, if we don't work, if we don't carry our shoulder of responsibility, we are killing someone, literally killing someone that could get to freedom. Because every time you waste, you're cutting off somebody's chances to be free. We're having a need for all the saving we can possibly manage. All we can possibly manage, as now Stone and the conspiracy, this anti-socialist conspiracy against us, has found a way to try to cut off all of our properties. We're having to sell them cheaply and having to reduce them immediately so we can get our people out from under the gun of that class enemy and the conspiracy of Senator Stennis, CIA, police, the Red Squad, terribly vicious, racist, anti-communist squad in San Francisco that were involved in the murder of our son. It pains me even to think about it. It ought to pain us all as we remember our son, Chris Lewis, and they have never even bothered to try to find out who did it. We're living in a COINTELPRO, we're living in a Parallax View, we're living in Z, right now in USA. Please show that you care by working as you never did before. Interested news, trying to find the communist concepts, the library tapes, listening to them, reading the boards there, will determine whether there'll be a test tonight after Women's Liberation Meeting on this Tuesday night and Brothers Liberation Meeting. First, there's an open house which we all must attend, looking at our beautiful achievements, the educational department of our children, Comrade Principal Grubbs, as is prepared, the children are looking forward to it. We are thrilled by the prospects. Anyone seeking counseling, if you have troubles or frustrations you want to talk about, things, difficulties you're having with people in the community, or understanding the goals of the community, please feel free to write them up to me, and I'll gladly respond to anything that's brought to me forthrightly. I just can't stand the pain of people who sneak to criticize, to cut down, and commit criticism, or outright treason. But direct criticism helps us grow, and we're glad to receive it at any time. And you, if your comrade criticizes you, you should welcome it. You should be alert to the fact that when a person tells you something that can help you, they're really your friend. Those who give you soft-soaping, false praises are not going to help you. We are not going to be protected by our praises. We will be alerted to be able to defend ourselves against the enemy by those who criticize constructively. Thank you, and so much love.
Okay, go ahead.
Attention. Attention. Some substance subjects, we want to always be aware of the danger of mysticism and idealism entering in to scientific socialism, a Marxist-Leninist approach. There's a great deal of concern with people about extraterrestrial matters, religious matters, which have no real place in a communist perspective. As we saw in the movie Z, they were trying to even prove that the sun, the stars, astrology, was pitted against communism and trying to show its disdain for communism. The general was, in his speech, saying sunspots were appearing. In some way, he interpreted this to be an indication of the disapproval of communism in the world. Now, Communist Party spokespeople have come up with a concept that Jesus is a landmark. Chinese communist. Christmas, of course, they consider as a humbug. The substance of this theme is, Scrooge was right. Christmas is a humbug. If the old skinflint has his way, he would have abolished Christmas. As he saw it, and it's hard to blame him. Why should people in his position call attention to the life of a man who went around town overturning the tables of the money changers while putting his own bet on the greater likelihood of maneuvering a camel through the eye of a needle than an honest capitalist winding up in eternal bliss. If Jesus wanted to tell the rich to give their money to the poor, he could knock on someone else's door. Scrooge was going to be out to lunch at the fanciest restaurant in town, if he could help it. On top of which, Jesus was a figure who defied established authority, hardly a model Scrooge wanted to offer up as exemplary to the young. The trouble with Scrooge was that he was so busy thinking about the few shillings he was going to keep out of Bob Cratchit's paycheck, he lost sight of his own long-range interest as a capitalist. Still, and quite astutely as it turns out, the bourgeoisie saw a lot more in Christ and Christmas than Scrooge did. Don't forget that even Scrooge, through the ministrations of that good friend of the bourgeoisie, Charles Dickens, also finally saw the light.